The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "No one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that would not be known and come to light. Take care then how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the celebration of the memorial of Padre Pio. Padre Pio is one of those priests that I admire so much. He has a special blessing from God, a stigmata. He shared the same cross of Christ. And he was the first priest to have such a gift. And also he bilocates such a wonderful gift given to mortals like us. This reminds us the infinite love of God. This reminds us that God wants us to be saved. If we really believe in his words, Padre Pio had special love for the Holy Eucharist, and he reverences the Holy Eucharist. And this is one thing I keep reminding our people, that Jesus is present in the Holy Eucharist. If we acknowledge his presence and reverence him and believe that he is in the Holy Eucharist, we will experience him. But if we do not reverence him, if we do not believe in him, if we see the Holy Eucharist as a potato chip, we will not experience him. Padre Pio, he was born in 1910. I think when this church was built, right? That was when he was born. And he was ordained a priest 22 years later. He was a Capuchin priest. He was a man of prayer. He dedicated his life praying. And he loved the cross of Christ. A couple of years, Jesus revealed himself to him by making him a stigmata. I still have the pictures of Padre Pio. When his body was exhumed, he looks the same. His body wasn't corrupt up to this moment. This reminds us, my dear friends, that yes, we are human beings, but when we make that effort, when we love Jesus so dearly, he can give us such gifts. In the gospel of today, he reminds us that there are so many gifts he has given to us, and we have to allow those gifts to shine so that others will be attracted to God. But when we try to conceal the gift that God has given to us, that what was given to us may be taken away. Each and every one of us, that is a gift that God has given to us. We have to put those gifts to work. It is just like as a priest deciding not to celebrate Mass. Why being a priest? I am a priest. I was ordained. I have to function as a priest. Likewise, each and every one of us, that is a gift that God has given to us, we have to put those gifts to work. Most of us, we have the gifts of prayer. We have to pray. Pray for ourselves. Pray for other people. There are people that need our prayers. Devote that time and pray for them. Whether we know them or not, there are people out there that need our prayers. Padre Pio was just like us. But because of this special love and grace, God gave him this special gift. And he was using his gift to work for the community. While he was alive, he stays in the confessional and he reads the minds of people. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us believe in the words that we read every day, the words of God. It is real. Padre Pio loved the Holy Eucharist so much. Let us love the Holy Eucharist. Let us reverence the Holy Eucharist. Let us appreciate what God has given to us by giving himself as a food. So that when we commune, we share his divinity. He will remain in us and we will remain in him. It is a special blessing given to us. Let us always appreciate it. Let us always reverence the Holy Eucharist. And let us use the gifts that God has given to us and put them to work to build the community of God. May we rise.